All things considered, I figure this is my lucky day. It is my pleasure to welcome to the studio the Village Harmony Choir. We'll first welcome their directors, Molly Stone, Emily Miller, and Gideon Crevichet. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Hi. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
A big welcome to the choir.
Hi!
There are standing behind you a collection of 13 to 17-year-olds, many of them from the East Coast and many, many of them from Chicago, who, with your great direction and love and encouragement, have been singing together for only the last 7 days.
Yes.
What an amazing feat. And I've been listening to the warm-up. And if we would, and keep in mind that these young people just met 1 week ago, tell us a little bit about your first song. And please do go ahead with the Village Harmony.
Yeah, so the first song that we're going to sing is Agnus Dei. It's from a mass that's several hundred years old. It's from the northwestern part of Corsica, which has a really beautiful polyphonic ancient singing tradition, and you'll hear the whole group singing, and you'll also hear a trio sing one of the verses. And one thing that's really wonderful about this style of singing is there's room for improvisation. So you'll hear a little bit of improvisatory singing that's happening.
Fabulous. Village Harmony, live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO.
Qui tollis peccata mondi, miserere nobis.
Harmony live on 91.3 WYSO. How am I supposed to interview anybody now? I got tears in my eyes and goosebumps. Wow.
It's a beautiful piece of music.
Just breathtaking.
Yeah.
So an example of of just the kind of variety that you aim to gather. But before we talk about that, because the sort of song list that I'm looking at in front of me here is just deep and varied, let's talk about how this came together. How do children from, or young people, I should say, young adults from Chicago find their way to make this connection in Vermont and then attend the coolest summer camp ever and then travel the Midwest? How does this happen?
Well, Village Harmony was actually created 25 years ago, and as you said, it's based in Vermont. And they've been operating teen singing summer camps for years now, and so they have quite a large base that's been nurtured over many generations now on the East Coast. But we realized that we really would love to expand it more into other parts of the country. And so last year was our first ever experimental Midwest camp, and it was a great success. And so now this year, this is our second one, and now we have more kids not just from the Midwest, but also coming from our New England area. And it's really wonderful because not only are we bringing people together through varieties of music from all over the world, but we have kids meeting each other from different parts of the country as well, which is really exciting.
I should remind people that you can hear this live and in person this evening at the First Presbyterian Church right here in Yellow Springs. The show gets underway at 7:30. There's a very, very kind suggested donation at the door. Free child care will be provided as well, although I would guess that you would want the children to come in and hear the singing. Just absolutely beautiful. Yeah, Gideon is pretending to rock the baby. He himself
Yeah, I will
hold
personally
your child.
Hold your child.
And we're so pleased that the World House Choir will be involved tonight as well. Tell me a little bit about how the two choirs will meet.
Well, this afternoon, we're really, really excited. We're going to be doing a workshop with the World House Choir, and we're going to sing a song on this program. The last song we're going to sing is from South Africa, and it's a song about HIV. And we're actually going to get to teach a different song, a different South African song about HIV, to the World House Choir later today. And Gideon and Emmy and I are going to share some of our peace and social justice related songs. So that's something that we get to do with our teen campers as well. But then this afternoon it'll be really exciting because we'll get to bring the two groups together and they'll get to join forces.
I like it. There's something, I mean, I once teased Kathy Roman and said, what makes you think that bringing people together to sing can change the world? And she said, I've seen it happen. And I tell you, there's something that is just so moving about the vox humana, just so absolutely fundamentally base of your spinal cord satisfying to hear. And certainly I've heard that in your warm-up. Will you sing another song for us and tell us a little bit about where you found the tune and how you brought it here?
Yeah, we'd love to. This next tune it's from America, and it comes from the singing of the great Gene Ritchie from Berea, Kentucky. And
oh, you know, they got a 2-CD disc just out on her. These people paying.
Funny you mentioned that.
Gideon and I are part of a singing group called the Starry Mountain Singers, and we were asked to be part of this 2-CD set. And so the producers sent us a track of Jean singing this beautiful traditional song that I had never heard before in her gorgeous style, her high voice. And our singing group arranged it for seven voices.
I just got that in the mail. I haven't even opened it. So you guys are on it?
Yep, we're on track 19 or something.
Nice.
So we have adapted that arrangement for the choir. So you'll hear this beautiful Jean Ritchie traditional tune called I've Got a Mother.
Lucky us. It's the Village Harmony Choir live on 91.3 WYSO.
I've got a mother gone to glory. I've got a mother gone to glory. Look away over yonder on the golden shore. Away up in heaven. Away up in heaven. I've got a mother gone to glory. Look away over yonder on the golden shore. Some bright day I'll go and see her. Some bright day I'll go and see her. Look away over yonder on the golden shore.
Lovely. That is the Village Harmony Teen World Music Ensemble performing tonight in Yellow Springs at the First Presbyterian Church at 7:30. And again, free of child care provided. There is a small suggested donation at the door, an opportunity to bask in the power of the Vox Humana. Just lovely. So that's the tune that's on this compilation?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And don't the this these teenagers do it so well. It literally moves us to tears.
Yeah. I'm a pane of glass away. I think I might actually faint if I was in the same room. Just absolutely lovely. If you'd like to find out more about this great initiative, you can look at villageharmony.org. That's villageharmony, all squished together, .org. Find out more about this amazing effort of what they've got going on. I'm so pleased that you all could come today. And I know this is a big, busy day for you. Molly Stone, Emily Miller, and Gideon Crevachet together sort of shepherding these amazing voices around.
Well, thank you so much for having us. It's
yeah, we're so, so excited to be here.
You guys have put the most warmth, bask glow in that performance space room yet. Really nice way of filling it up. 21 voices, is that right? 21
yes.
total?
Yes.
Ages 13 to 17 on the Midwestern Tour. Again, they're playing tonight at the First Presbyterian Church here in Yellow Springs at 7:30. You have one more for us. Can you tell us a little about it?
Yes, this song is a South African song that is used to educate people about HIV prevention. One of the things that I study in South Africa is how people adapt the songs from the anti-apartheid struggle and use them in the current struggle against HIV and AIDS. This particular song is a really interesting melding of the old and the new. It is a modern composed song by a man named Bongani Magatsiana, who lives in Cape Town. And the song is called Azisenzenina. It's in a language called Xhosa. And Azisenzenina means, what have we done? And in the anti-apartheid struggle, there were many different versions of this text that were sung. And people back then would sing, what have we done to deserve this treatment except be black? And today they sing the same text, and the connotation is, what have we done today to deserve this treatment except have AIDS? And this particular song, the words talk about what have we done, and then it talks about how little children are going to sleep at night hungry, starving, because they've lost their father to HIV. And then the last part of it says the young generation can't even hear the voices of the older generation anymore. They've gone. They've died. And so in that very moment, though, throughout this new composition that sounds a little bit more modern than many of the old songs, you have the basses come in with a melody from one of the old anti-apartheid songs. And it's sort of like the voices of the ancestors are still with us. They're still giving us strength from this past struggle. And they actually sing one of the a piece from an old song in the middle of it, overlapping with the new song. And it just shows that the way in which South Africans use music to create change is really, it's truly powerful, and it's still enduring. We use our strength from past struggles in order to overcome the struggles of today. So this is Azisenzenina.
Village Harmony Choir live on 91.3 WYSO.
Azisenzenina. Azisenzenina.
Oh,
Village Harmony, Teen World Music Ensemble, performing for us live today as a little taste of what great things are to come this evening at 7:30 at the Presbyterian Church here in Yellow Springs. Just beautiful. Congratulations. What fun.
Thank you so much.
It is so much fun.
Can I join your band? Can,
yes.
can
yes.
I drive around in the van with you?
Yeah, you actually literally can.
We've got extra space. We have plenty of room.
Do you travel in a van?
We do.
Three of them.
Three vans.
Oh, my goodness. A caravan.
Yes.
Right.
We also do have programs, though, for adults, for teens and adults, not only in the U.S., but all over the world. So people should definitely check out our website at villageharmony.org to learn more about how to come sing with us.
Camps in South Africa, or the Republic of Georgia, Corsica, Macedonia,
Italy,
Bulgaria.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
I used to think I had the perfect job. I think you guys might.
Yeah.
Dang. So nice. Please tell the choir I say a big, big thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Nikki says thank you.
She says thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great show this evening. Thanks for sharing a little bit of your gifts with us today. And we'll see you at 7:30 tonight at the First Presbyterian Church. Do find out more at villageharmony.org. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.